What's great about the McAfee Deep Defender software is that it detects it and blocks it so it doesn't even get into the Intel environment.
Hello and welcome to Inside IT from the technology experts at Intel's own IT department. In this podcast, evaluating McAfee Deep Defender. The evolution of threats to the security of the enterprise has driven innovation in how that enterprise defends itself. New tools need to be developed to meet today's threat landscape.
My name is Greg Bassett. I am a security specialist with Intel Corporation.
Bassett says one area that needed more attention was the growing use of kernel rootkit attacks. Unlike user mode malware that is typically easier to identify, kernel-based attacks are stealthy.
Kernel mode malware tends to hide itself from the security responder, which requires more effort in order to identify, analyze, and remediate the system.
That became the focus of McAfee's Deep Defender. McAfee, a worldwide leader in security software, was acquired by Intel in 2011.
It's been an ongoing project between Intel and McAfee to develop a hardware-based security product, which utilizes McAfee DeepSafe technology and Intel virtualization technology.
Deep Defender is designed to protect a system against these previously hard-to-detect attacks.
Deep Defender provides the ability to detect, block, remediate kernel-level threats that may compromise the operating system.
Deep Defender prevents this compromise in two ways: signature-based detection and behavior-based detection.
Signature-based is primarily looking for static strings within the malware executable, where behavioral detection will be watching the behavior of the malware as it executes and flag suspicious malicious behavior as it occurs during execution.
The idea is to detect the attack before it has a chance to do any damage.
Typically, malware will install itself and attempt to bypass certain operating system calls to hide its presence from the user. Deep Defender watches these patterns within memory and detects the malware's writing to the kernel memory tables.
So Deep Defender has great potential to reduce the time required to detect and analyze malware, and it can allow an enterprise to remediate systems rather than rebuild after an attack. But first, Intel wanted to try out the system in a real-world environment.
My name is Stephanie Mavi. I'm a project manager in IT, and I was tasked with being the project manager for the Deep Defender pilot that we ran in the second half of 2012.
Stephanie Mavi says the pilot was undertaken to look at the business value of utilizing Deep Defender at Intel. The study included about 300 Intel employees.
We went and deployed it to people in the different business groups, some IT and SMG, some TMG folks. And we wanted to make sure that we also had people that were using different types of platforms. So we had people that were using laptops, desktops, and ultrabooks. We also wanted to have like a good mix of people from the different regions. So while mainly people were located in the U.S., we also had people in the Europe and Asia regions.
The pilot ran for about 10 weeks.
We were able to identify like three incidences during the pilot where there was malware detected on people's machines.
Mavi says that in each of the three instances, the attack was zero-day malware, one that exposes a previously unknown vulnerability.
If this had not been detected by the McAfee Deep Defender product, then it could have led to the person's machines being rebuilt. Other people in the company could have been infected by this.
Bassett says these results demonstrate the business value of deploying Deep Defender at Intel.
We're able to show that we can detect and remediate malware threats that would normally require system rebuilds. Furthermore, the findings of the kernel threats that we found can be used to look elsewhere within the environment on other client systems to see if other systems were impacted by those threats.
Mavi says the pilot also wanted to look at any negative impacts Deep Defender might have on performance.
We did a survey, and the survey came back favorably, so people did not see much of a performance impact. The number of people that thought they saw absolutely no performance impact at all was around 80%.
Another result of the pilot was the identification of some adjustments that will need to be made before a wider deployment.
Some drivers will trigger Deep Defender, and we'll need to put those on a whitelist to allow them to be used within the environment.
The study set up a pilot EPO server to manage Deep Defender just for the study participants. Mavi says that's another area for future study.
We also want to go ahead and test it out on the production EPO server. So we're not going against the pilot EPO server because then we'll be more in the production-like environment.
Mavi says next steps include expanding the base of participants.
We want to grow it to about like 1,000 to 5,000 users. And then if we feel like this is something that works, then we could go ahead and say that we want to get it out to a broader audience than that.
And ideally, Deep Defender would become a companion product to other security measures in the environment today.
I believe that if we continue to see a successful rollout of the Deep Defender, we'd eventually want to go ahead and get it added as part of the PC build so that all the machines at Intel roll out with Deep Defender on it.
Bassett says in addition to a wider deployment, the next steps are to continue to stay one step ahead of the malware.
The attackers are continuing to move down the stack into the BIOS and firmware of the computer. And Deep Defender's long-term roadmap provides protections for BIOS and firmware integrity.
That does it for this edition of Inside IT. For more about Deep Defender and Intel's pilot study, go to www.intel.com/IT. While you're there, you can sign up for the Intel IT Center for regular updates on IT topics, third-party research, IT-focused events, and more. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Landcore.